And we're coming back into the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And I'm reading a piece here. It's not a comedy, although we like to read the odd, light-hearted article, but this is serious. New Jersey lawmakers are trying to tax the rain, right? And I said, I mentioned Chicago wrong there a few minutes ago. It's New Jersey. But a local writer in New Jersey, E.W. Boyle, highlighted the true idiocy of this proposed tax. What they're trying to tax is the water runoff from paved driveways and the rock salt into the drains, which is creating saltiness they have to remove from water shortage. So that proves they're using the sewage, the sewage to reproduce into drinking water. That's what that proves. Boyle hits the nail on the head, and he is not alone in his opposition to the new tax. Republican State Governor Tom Curran Jr. also criticized this proposal for the burden it places on the New Jersey residents, since each municipality is in the charge of setting its own rules regarding the collection of this tax. With very little oversight from any other government entity, it is ripe for potential abuse, Keane said. We all want to protect our environment. We all want to preserve it for the future generations. But this is a weighted tax, he continued. The citizens of New Jersey really have no way to defend themselves against tax increases at local levels, since the bill gives local authorities carte blanche to set the rates and collect the revenue. It makes it harder for residents to voice their concern if they believe they are being asked to pay too much, Keane later added. You shouldn't create unfair authorities with uneven taxing practices. You're creating a new layer of government that will not be regulated. The concern is uneven enforcement. While uneven enforcement is certainly a concern, it is not the only problem the new rain tax inflicts on New Jersey residents. The legislation also comes with hefty price tags that property owners will be responsible for footing. New Jersey is currently one of the most heavily taxed states in the country, and yet it is going to burden its residents with even further with the passing of this bill. According to the EPA, it will cost the state of New Jersey $15.6 billion to upgrade its storm drain system. Sure. However, the cost to the Garden State taxpayers could end up being significantly higher. New Jersey Office of Legislative Services, which usually determines the fiscal impact of state policies, could not shed any light on what this might actually cost residents, since each local municipality is in charge of setting its own rates for each property owner. There is really no way of estimating the projected costs at this time, and given the nature of the government, it is highly probable that the taxpayers will end up paying more than their fair share of the burden. Chris Strum, a supporter of the bill and the water policy expert at the non-profit organization, Red Light Straight Away, New Jersey Future, attempted to downplay the impact of this will have on homeowners. Strum commented, this will be negligible for the vast majority of homeowners. This is for the properties that have large impervious surfaces. While no one, including state officials, is sure of the fiscal impact of this will have on residents, there is something else quite disturbing about the statement. They're saying New Jersey is unfortunately not the first state to attempt to inflict this type of tax on residents. In 2012, Maryland instituted its own version of the rain tax, but it was not received well by taxpayers. In 2014, Republican Governor Larry Hogan altered the tax and allowed nine counties and the city of Baltimore to opt out of the state's rain tax, so long as each municipality promised to address the Cheapskate and Bay runoff issue on their own. Okay. But anyway, that's enough of that. The ways of taxing you into oblivion. And I say, I'll look up and report on next week. Deborah Tavares nominating or highlighting the draft plans for new taxations in California on top of taxation. Well, but Trump legalizes hemp in farm bill. FDA looking for pathways to legalize cannabinoid drinks and snacks. Well, I said I would do it. I'm trying to make an effort this week to find the industrial hemp list of fantastic uses of industrial hemp for everybody, and it's free enterprise for everybody. If they can. There's hundreds of uses and things you can do with hemp, be you growing it yourself, industrial hemp, or accessing it. But Aaron Castle, writing this article, he said, all over the U.S., the new trend is taking form as several restaurants are suddenly offering cannabis oil, CDB, infused snacks and drinks. However, according to several state regulators, selling them is illegal. Meanwhile, the battle for the federal level, on the federal level, already seems to be one of the FDA seeking pathways to legalize CBD oil. Well, God help young children with epilepsy. It is a miracle cure and relief for them. Children who are 100, 200 epileptic fits a day are down to virtually zero by taking cannabis oil. And they've done special legislation here to have it available on prescription. But outrageous that it was banned for years. If you do a simple pre-search for the word CBD oil smoothie, you are bound to get tons of results. It's a new trend taking over U.S. restaurants all over, from the East Coast to the West Coast, selling CBD-infused drinks or snacks to customers. CBD oil is derived from powerful ingredients reaped from the hemp plant. Many may find it shocking to learn that CBD is similar to a compound that our bodies produce naturally and from birth, called endocannabinoids, aren't just found in cannabis plant. They're also naturally occurring in other plants in nature. They are just found in a higher potency in cannabis. CBD has shown promise as a treatment for conditions like epilepsy and anxiety in early research. Although most research is needed into CBD oil and its effect, much of the studies have been positive. So what's the buzz all about in CBD oil? Smoothies and drinks. CBD oil offers the healing power of marijuana without the psychotic effect of the chemical compound THC. These drinks, which include teas, lemonade, even iced coffee, and many variants, are designed to alleviate pain, offered relief to those looking to benefit from medicinal aspects of marijuana. So don't expect to feel too high, a high sensation. Just expect to feel good and relaxed. I was writing myself a note for somebody who asked me about that the last 2 days of a pain from an injury. In the mere first few months of this year, several regulators have now moved to kill everybody's business and cracking down on CBD and infused drinks and snacks. According to the New York Daily News, the New York City Department of Health is banning cannabinoid oil because it has not been officially deemed safe for human consumption. Well, to deem the pharmaceutical industry safe to operate is a crime beyond belief. I mean, this is just laughable. Restaurants in New York City are not permitted to add anything to food or drink that is not approved or as safe to eat. The health department takes seriously its responsibility to protect New Yorkers' health until cannabinoid, CBD oil, is safe as a food additive. That's a joke coming from New York. The department is ordering restaurants not to offer products containing CBD, the health department spokesman said. Okay. But again, the type of thing they're saying, in New York is the only state to ban the sale of CBD-infused products. The North Carolina Department of Ag and Consumer Services also said that this month they are illegal. The Charlotte Observer reported the department has even stated that it has already begun sending letters to businesses notifying them that the sale of CBD in food, drinks, and animal food violates the state and federal laws. Oh, my God. How shocking is that? And that marijuana is still illegal and so is hemp if it contains too much THC. Well, industrial hemp does not contain that. It's been legal in Canada for years and years and years. and most of the hemp products sold in America came from Canada. Once you place products into the marketplace, you have a responsibility to comply with all the federal and state laws. The letter says, according to a copy provided by the Agricultural Department, says the Charlotte Observer, failure to comply could result in legal action being taken against you. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, okay, okay. And they're stating what goes on in other places. Ohio, California is another state under fire that suffered a CBD ban last year. California, the public health food ban was ban. That's should be the subtitle of a lot of the carry-on in California. Wow. Shocking. Nowhere is there no respite anywhere. Absolutely nowhere. I have two very long articles on the horrors of 5G, three articles actually, that and the Venezuelan biometric ID is also known as the Fatherland Card. Whoa. This social credit, that's a copy of what's going on in China, the social credits card. If you've been a good citizen, you get your brownie points topped up once a month by the government. I mean, that is living under total tyranny. I'm mentioning Bill O'Reilly here. Where did that monstrous creature disappear out of? There's no loss anyway. Liberals, conservatives, and many in between oppose impossible, dangerous stipulation on the Green New Deal. Well, they want to be stupid and retarded not to know what it's about. The revolutionary bill will force politicians to wear body cameras and stop corruption. I'll come to that article in a minute. I don't want to run out of time, but between now and the bottom of the hour. And YouTube found to have child exploitation videos. It's been a problem for years. Removes thousands of channels and disabled comments of millions of law-abiding people. But where can you look for a legitimate legislation or organization that the government or commercial multinationals have not interfered with? I just don't know. We'll read this quick one here about revolutionary bill will force politicians to wear body cameras to stop corruption. I'd love to see that being pulled off. Matt Agoris writing this article. Rockford, Illinois. Transparency among U.S. politicians is all but non-existent in modern-day America. It seems that every piece of information the citizens wish to obtain from the state must come through begging the government in the form of federal, in the form of Freedom of Information Act requests. Okay. Many times these requests are denied and the citizens remain in the dark, despite political crimes. However, the new bill out of Illinois is seeking to shift that paradigm of unaccountable lawmakers by forcing them to wear body cameras while conducting public business. Well, a witness, Representative John Caballo, Republican, McChesney Park, has proposed a revolutionary bill that would require all elected officials in New York, all officials in Illinois, to wear a body camera if they are working. That must make him really popular among his mates. Capello's intent behind the bill is to mitigate the rampant corruption currently plaguing Illinois. That's Chicago, isn't it? Chicago, Illinois. It's little better than it's like probably now worse than the Al Capone era. But Rob Emanuel running the place. It's just out of its lawless city. And he says, we see the dealings going on in Chicago with some of the wiretaps and some of the corruption that has been going on for decades, Caballo said. We hear of the state lawmakers that get themselves into trouble with bribes and so on. Yeah, we're just thinking of Hillary Clinton. It's her hometown as well. And on and so forth. So I just thought that since the state was looking at making all police officers wear body cameras, I figured this might be a good way to have records of what lawmakers are doing. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, they'd have to turn them off going into a toilet. They'd have to do this and that. And then say, oh, my God, it was turned off when I had a meeting to take a bribe from some multinational in a restaurant here. Yeah. I mean, that's just beyond a joke. The bill HB 3447, it's actually at bill form now, will treat the body camera videos in the same way police use them. The legislation allows Well, it will allow the recordings to be used as evidence in any administration, judicial, legislative, or disciplinary proceedings. The bill also notes that if anyone finds by preponderance of evidence that a recording was intentionally not captured, destroyed, altered, or intermittently captured in violation of the fact, then the court or other finder of the fact shall consider or be instructed to consider that violation in weighing the evidence unless the state provides reasonable justification. Ooh, there's no need to write a sentence like that. There just is not. Matagorish, you're getting a bit light in the head. The measure is extensive and would cover all elected officials in the state, including county officials as well as those in state offices. Oh, civil servants as well, that's interesting. If they want to be an elected official, they should be following the law, Cabello said. Yeah. If they don't want to, I think that they ultimately shouldn't be elected official. We would find ways of being able to remove them. This is absolute crap. It was never run, never worked. Stupid. Can be fiddled too much. Naturally, Cabello has critics who are calling the bill a charade and claim that it would cost the state too much money. But if it stopped the rampant looting of the people by their elected officials, this could end up saving tons of money in the future. Yeah, and the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Also, it's what already happens with the cops. Cabello, who was a former Rockford police officer, explained that why did he have to leave that job? Explained that it's really no difference than police officers. Yeah. Said it's going to be the same as what law enforcement will have to do. Blah blah blah. Okay. But it's almost you laugh at that story or cheer it. I think it's a joke. Anybody experienced in the world that kind of stuff just would not work in any way, shape, or form. But 5G, which is coming at us, global 5G Wi-Fi, you won't believe what they have planned for humanity. Actually, this is an extract of a long video. Actually, I have to skip it, really. I'll read some small piece of it. It's one that David Icke has put together. But a global 5G system is currently being implemented there, and no one seems to care. Like guinea pigs in an experiment, we are being marched down a road of uncertainty that will not only affect our health and our privacy, but more importantly, will change what it means to be human for all those who come into contact with it. In this video, Dan Dix of Press for Truth speaks with author and presenter David Icke about the global 5G system, what the health and privacy issues are, and more importantly, how they plan to use it to manipulate our very thoughts. This is the other aspect that's come out this week and stuff that I've read, that it's also a mind manipulation process as well, 5G. Thoughts and emotions as man and machine slowly merge into toxic soup of transhumanism. Sure. But that video is David Icke video, where they're saying it is Dan Dix is quoting 5G. Well, I'm sure it's on YouTube. 5G, the title's in the front, Global 5G Wi-Fi. You won't believe what they have planned for humanity. No, sir. No way. But Trump his tweets in favor of risky and harmful 5G. The man has no clue what he's talking about in this regard. Whoever's crept up at him and told him to promote this. Okay, we're at the first break of the third hour, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in to near the bottom of the hour, on the third hour. This is the Barden Report, and just touching on 5G, Trump tweeted in favor of risky and harmful 5G and 6G tech despite opposition from security experts, doctors, and elected environmental officials. And they're saying here, the telecom industry can't even say that 5G technology is safe. The insurance industry don't even cover them anymore. It's too risky. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, is also being investigated for collusion with the telecoms industry regarding already passed federal 5G legislation that eliminated municipal control over the installation of risky and harmful 4G and 5G cell towers infrastructure technology. An increasing number of Americans are fighting this legislation and installation everywhere, including doctors, elected officials, environmentalists, scientists, and tribal groups. Not only that, embarrassingly awful internet things, IoT technology is part of the 5G game plan. The IoT has been lambasted by security experts for the past few years because it's also 75% failure rate, almost 75%. By most people's standards, probably even Trump's IoT would be considered for losers. Even more bizarre, since Trump can't stop insisting we need better national security, why would he support the installation of IoT anywhere? Because it's besides it's being a cyber security nightmare, incorporating all of this new related technology as part of the new Green New Deal. which Trump has vehemently claimed is un-American. It's amazing he can't see further than that as well. Regardless, Trump tweeted yesterday in support of harmful 5G and 6G technology. Has 6G even been tested yet? All of this completely contradicts Trump's campaign promises. Give the country back to the people. Well, he has big problems, considering he lived in that last bubble of wealth in New York. It's kind of predictable. And he inherited $200 million from his father. Like, he never built anything from nothing himself. He took over a business. Along with the 5G, there is another thing coming, Internet of Things. If you look at it, the radiation level is going to increase tremendously. And yet the industry is very excited about it. They project 5G IO2 business to be a $7 trillion business. Professor Girish Kumar, Professor of Electrical Engineering Department at ITT Bombay. Well, Professor, watch out for somebody with that title on their name. 5G, the latest and greenest method, faster wireless is coming on with the storm. Yes, it is, yeah. And it's going to fry our brains with cancer tumors. He said something that is obviously for the future. This professor saying, I want the United States to win through competition, not to be blocking out currently more advanced technologies. We must always be the leader in everything we do, especially when it comes to do with everything of the world of technology. Whoa, sorry, that was that's Trump quote. That's a Trump quote. yeah. Whoa. Yeah, this, I just skipped a page there. It said Donald J. Trump, he said, I want 5G and 6G technology in the United States as soon as possible. It is far more powerful, faster, and smarter than the current standard. American companies must step up their efforts or get left behind. There is no reason we should be left lagging behind. Signed, Donald J. Trump. Isn't that heartwarming to see how misinformed he is on some things? I mean, people with money and come in and tell him what a wonderful fellow is. He believes them. Like he was claiming 6 months ago, a year ago, that Macron was his friend. What a joke. You find out with the French flag and Macron at its close range when they're going setting up their own so-called European army in competition with NATO, etc. The European Union has the brass neck to say that that the EU kept peace in Europe since World War II. That's a joke. It was NATO. That's what it was set up for. But I want to come on to an article by John Whitehead now, so there's enough time to read it. But there's one other statement. It's just a statement out of a large article. Catherine Fromovich, she does write large articles. How far can 5G millimeter waves travel? 10 kilometers, in some cases, 6.2 miles. And it says, back in the summer of 2016, several New York University students took it upon themselves to investigate just how far 5G millimeter waves could travel in rural Southwest Virginia. A two-day testing event took place in around the town of Reiner after the students erected a transmitter in front of a porch of their professor's mountain home. Then they chose 36 locations from which to measure any 5G millimeter wave being received from the 5G equipment on Professor Ted Rappaport's front porch. I presume he's going to give his results. To their delight, the group found that the waves could travel more than 10 kilometers in this rural setting, even when a hill or knot of trees was blocking their most direct route to the receiver. The team detected millimeter waves at a distance of up to 10.8 kilometers and at 14 spots. Yeah, that's how horrendous 5G is going to be. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back with John Whitehead's article after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. And we just come to this article by John Whitehead. And just out of the room myself for a minute. And his title of it is Ruled by Fiat, National Crises, Fake Emergencies, and Other Dangerous Presidential Powers. The and the article starts off with... When the president does it, that means it's not illegal. Richard Nixon. Who pays the price for the dissolution of constitutional covenant that holds the government and its agents to be accountable to the will of the people, says we all do. This ill-advised decision by President Trump to circumvent the constitutional systems of checks and balances by declaring a national emergency in order to build a border wall constitutes yet another expansion of presidential powers that expose our nation to further constitutional peril. Okay, well, I disagree with that, but we'll see what he says. John Whitehead. It doesn't matter that the illegal merits of this particular national emergency will be challenged in court. The damage has already been done. As reporter Danny Cavallos points out, President Donald Trump only had to say national emergency to dramatically increase his executive and legal authority. By simply uttering those words, Trump immediately unleashed dozens of statutory powers available to a president only during a state of emergency. The power of the nation's chief executive to declare such an emergency and knows few strictures. It was designed that way. We have now entered into a strange twilight zone where ego trumps justice. Propaganda perverts truth, and imperial presidents empower us to indulge their authoritarian tendencies by legalistic courts, corrupt legislators, and designated distracted populace rule by fiat rather than rule by law. And this attempt by Trump to rule by fiat merely plays into the hands of those who would distort the government system of checks and constitutional separation of powers beyond all recognition. This is about unadulterated power in the hands of an executive branch. This is about corporate greed disguised as a national need. Most of all, however, it is about the rise of an emergency state that justifies all manner of government tyranny and power grabs in the so-called name of national security. Well, whether the president does it or the Congress does it, they're a bunch of scum anyway. So where's the beautification of this come from? But anyway, we'll persevere with this article. This is exactly the kind of concentrated absolute power the founders attempted to guard against by establishing a system of checks and balances that separates the shares and shares power between two co-equal branches, the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. Well, sorry, three co-equal branches. The system of checks and balances that the framers envisioned now lacks effective checks and is no longer in balance, concludes law professor William P. Marshall. The implications of this are serious. The framers designed a system of separation of powers to combat government excess and abuse, to curb incompetence. They also believe that in the absence of an effective separation of powers structure, such ills would inevitably follow. Unfortunately, however, once taken, it's not easily surrendered. The Constitution invests the president with very specific limited powers to serve as the commander-in-chief of the military and grant powers, makes treaties with approval of Congress, appoints ambassadors and federal judges, again with Congress' blessing, and veto legislation. In recent years, however, American presidents have anointed themselves with the power to wage war, unilaterally kill Americans, torture prisoners, strip citizens of their rights, arrest and detain citizens indefinitely, carry out warrantless spying on Americans, and erect their own secretive, shallow government. The powers amassed by each past president and inherited by each successor president, powers which add up to a toolbox of terror for the imperial ruler, and empower whomever occupies the Oval Office to act as a dictator above the law and beyond any real accountability. Consider some of the presidential powers which have been acquired through the use of executive orders, decrees, memorandums, proclamations, national security directives, and legislative signing statements, and can be activated by any sitting president, that have allowed past presidents to operate above the law and beyond the reach of the Constitution. The power to kill, as the New York Times concluded, President Obama, who came to office promising transparency and adherence to the rule of law, has become the first president to claim the legal authority to order an American citizen killed without judicial involvement, real oversight, or public accountability. Obama kills list, signature drone strikes, handpicked by the president, have been justified by the Justice Department as lawful because they are subject to internal deliberations by the executive branch. In other words, writes Amy Davidson for the New Yorker, It's due process if the president thinks about it. The power to wage war, even since Congress granted George W. Bush authority to use military force, in the wake of 9/11, the United States has been in a state of endless war without Congress ever having declared one, having pledged to end Bush's war, or Barack Obama actually extended them. And so the power to torture, despite the fact that Bush administration uses waterboarding as a torture tactic, was soundly criticized by Obama. The Obama administration refused to hold anyone accountable for participating in rendition of the torture programs. In the absence of any findings of criminality, the authorization of such torture tactics remains part of the president's domain. Should he or she even choose to revive it. The power to spy on American citizens in the wake of 9/11 terror attacks, President Bush secretly authorized the National Security Agency to carry out surveillance on Americans' phone calls and emails. The Bush administration claimed that the Constitution gives the president inherent powers to protect national security. Covert surveillance continued under Obama and its full force again under Trump. And he said also the power to indefinitely detain American citizens. In 1942, President Franklin D. Roosevelt issued an executive order requiring that all Japanese Americans be held in internment camps. While that order was later rescinded, the U.S. Supreme Court declared it to be constitutional. The ruling has never been overturned, pointing out that the such blatantly illegal detentions could happen again with the blessing of the courts. Justice Scalia warned, in times of war, the law falls silent. In fact, each National Defense Authorization Act enacted since 2012 has included a provision that permits the military to detain individuals, including American citizens, indefinitely without trial. And so the power to strip American citizens of their constitutional rights, the Bush administration claimed it could strip American citizens of their constitutional rights, imprison them indefinitely, and deny them legal representation simply by labeling them as enemies combatants. While the Obama administration jettisons the use of the term enemy combatant, it persisted in defending the president's unilateral and global right to detain anyone suspected of supporting terrorist activities. The power, I said also, the power to secretly rewrite or sidestep the laws of the country. Excuse me. Separate courts, secret orders, and secret budgets had become standard operating procedures for presidential administrations in recent years. A good case in point is Presidential Policy Directive 20, a secret order signed by President Obama as a means of thwarting cyber attacks based on the little information and what little information was leaked to the press about the clandestine directive. It appears that the president's essentially put the military in charge of warding off all possible cyber attacks. The power to transform the police into extensions of the military and directly institute martial law. What began in the 1960s as war on drugs transitioned into an all-out campaign to transform American police forces into extensions of the military. Every successive president since Nixon has added to the police arsenal tactics and authority. In fact, the Trump administration has accelerated police militarization by distributing military weapons and equipment to police and incentivizing SWAT teams, as we've read out in this program many times, raids and heavy-handed police tactics through the use of federal grants and asset forfeiture schemes. The power to command the largest military and intelligence capability in the world and in turn, wag the dog, as Professor Marshall points out. In his roles as Commander-in-Chief, the head of the executive branch, the president directly controls the most powerful military in the world and directs clandestine agencies such as the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency. One of 18 agencies, by the way. The control provides the president with immensely effective, non-transparent capabilities to further his political agenda and or diminish the political abilities of his opponents. Whether a president would cynically use such power solely for his potential political advantages has, of course, been the subject of political thrillers and occasional political attack. President Clinton, for one, was accused of ordering the bombing of terrorist bases in Afghanistan to distract the nation from the Lewinsky scandal. And President Nixon purportedly used the Federal Bureau of Investigation to investigate his political enemies. But regardless of whether such abuses actually occurred, there is no doubt that control of covert agencies provides ample opportunity for political mischief, particularly since the inherently secretive nature of these agencies means their actions are often hidden from public view. And as the capability of these agencies increases through the technology advances in surveillance and other methods of investigation, so does the power of the president. Well, how about the parallel power of the Congress and that to put Mueller in charge of a scam investigation into the Russia carry-on? That's also an abuse of power. I hope he's going to mention that here. The power to declare a national emergency. The seeds of this present madness were sown well a decade ago when George W. Bush stealthily issued two presidential directives that granted the president the powers to unilaterally declare a national emergency, which is loosely defined as any incident, regardless of location, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damage, or disruption, severely affecting the U.S. population, infrastructure, environment, economy, and government functions. Well, that covers the people coming through the border as killers and drug dealers, etc., people with diseases. Moreover, the national emergency can take any form that can be manipulated for any purpose and can be used to justify any goal. Loosely as any incident regarding location results. Okay. Moreover, the national emergency can take all on the say of the president. For instance, back in 1952, Harry S. Truman tried and failed to use the National Emergency Declaration to seize control of the country's steel mills. He lost when the Supreme Court ruled him out of order, whatever it is, missing out this argument, ruled against the president's grab. Be warned, none of these powers expire at the end of the president's term. They remain on the books, just waiting to be used and abused by the next political demagogue. And the final page, he says here, all of these imperial powers amassed by Trump's predecessors to kill Americans without due process, to detain suspects, including American citizens, indefinitely, to strip Americans of their citizen rights, to carry out mass surveillance on Americans without probable cause, to wage wars without congressional authority, to suspend laws during wartime, to disregard laws with which he might disagree, to conduct secret wars and convene secret courts, to sanction torture, to sidestep the legislature and courts with executive orders and signing statements, to direct the military to operate beyond the reach of the law, also to establish the standing army on American soil, to operate a shadow government, to declare national emergencies for any manipulated reason, and to act as a dictator and a tyrant above the law and beyond real accountability, have become a permanent part of the president's toolbox of terror. And thus, Trump is not the first president to weaken the system of checks and balances, sidestep the rule of law, and expand the power of the president. He is just the most recent. To our detriment, every successive occupant of the Oval Office since George Washington, who issued the first executive order, has expanded the reach and power of the presidency and made our republic that much more vulnerable to those who would abuse these powers in the future. Professor Marshall explains, these extraordinary use of power by one president expands the availability of executive branch power for the use by future presidents. Moreover, it doesn't even matter whether our other presidents have chosen or not to take advantage of any particular power, because it is a president's action in using power rather than forsaking its use that has the presidential significance. Okay. Final two paragraphs. In other words, each successive president continues to add to his office's list of extraordinary orders and directives, granting him or herself near dictatorial powers. There is no point in debating which politician will be more dangerous with these powers. As I point out in my book, this is John Whitehead speaking, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, the fact that that any individual or branch of government is empowered to act like a dictator is dangerous enough. John W. Whitehead. Well, I agree with 90% of that. But the whole system is rotten as well. But he's okay. It is. It shouldn't be. It should not be run like that. I agree. But the Congress putting up fake inquiries to destroy people, and the same person like Mueller using the FBI to go after people just for political reasons. That is a scandal amongst a scandal. And again, as I say, draining the swamp. I don't see any effort in that at all. After 2 years, Trump is in power. As of the 20th of January, 2 years, 2 months, and nobody arrested. And the Clinton Foundation, as everybody, serious person knows, is probably the biggest corrupt operation, probably bigger than the American Mafia. The carry-on, we all know it happened under that pay-to-play And they keep going around talking about these poxy emails. Who gives a damn about them? It was the money that she took for operating and doing favors for countries back, and the Clinton Foundation and the Haiti hundreds of millions that were taken. And she's still walking around a free woman with the security services protecting her since 1991, 92, since Bill Clinton ran for office, right? But it is just shocking. But I still have a high regard for John Whitehead. He puts it together very, very well indeed. Okay, we're coming up to the last break today, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay. And we're coming back into the last few minutes of the program. Gacko, Bill, only you. But just a final word to talk about David's, John Whitehead was talking basically about tyranny, the creep of presidential powers and tyranny. Still not helping Trump clean up the swamp. But anyway, the brutal truth about the carne The Venezuelan biometric ID, also known as the Fatherland Card. Oh, yeah, they always give it a cozy name, of course. They said to Daisy Luther, writing this article for Activist Post, if you want a totalitarian regime, you have to take extra steps to control the populace, and that's just what the Venezuela has done with the advent of a biometric ID called a carne, loosely translated the Fatherland Card. Carne is also related to the dystopian Chinese social credit program. Oh, yes, I've been talking about that for a while. And in fact, it uses much of the same technology to track and spy on citizens. It's been in the works for a long time. Oh, yeah, it's not out yet. Well, this Maduro will certainly introduce it. In April 28, 2008, former Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez dispatched justice ministry officials to visit counterparts in the Chinese technology hub of Shenzhen. Their mission, according to a member of the Venezuelan delegation, was to learn the workings of the Chinese National Identity Program. Once in Schengen, though, the Venezuelans realized a card could go far more than just identifying the recipient. There, at the headquarters of the Chinese telecom giant, ZTE Corp, they learned how China, using smart cards, was developing a system that could help Beijing track social, political, and economic behavior. Using vast databases to store information gathered with the card's use, a government could monitor everything from citizens' personal. Could help Beijing political and economic behavior. Using vast they could track everything from citizens' behavior to personal finances to medical history and voting activity. 10 years after Shenzhen, Venezuela is rolling out a new smart card ID known as the Carne de la Patria, or Fatherland Card. My God. Watch out. Without this card, just to name a few things, Venezuelans cannot access services like healthcare, they can't purchase food, and are unable to vote in elections. What else is the Carne? Although the media has only been talking about it being launched in 2017, there have been predecessors to the current ID, which you'll hear about in a moment. Although it existed before, it was rolled out with a fanfare in 2017. The National Radio of Venezuela, the government's public radio station, reports that in January 2017, the government of Venezuela launched the Homeland Card, a translation to broaden the policies to protect the people, broaden the policies to protect the people, increase efficiency and efficacy, and increase the deployment of capacity of the national governments. Well, we'll read more about this next week. But anyway, it's fair to say we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.